Why is it trending? Top three things trending and why. Up first, Raven. Oh, man, it's sad. Naomi Judd. It was 2 weeks ago when the Judds performed Love Can Build a Bridge at the Country Music Awards. Here's what it sounded like.
Love can build a bridge. Don't you think?
I feel like when I was growing up, they were on every single award show. You know what
yes.
I mean? For a long time, that was before, a lot of her issues had really kind of taken hold, it sounds like. And, you know, the thing that's disturbing to me is that they're not clarifying really on exactly how it went down.
Well,
I would just say is that if you have mental health issues, you know, reach out to people. Certainly, of course. It's terrible.
She passed away on Saturday at the age of 76. And exactly like Raven said, they tweeted that she passed away and lost her life to a disease of mental health. But again, not really clear on what that means.
Yeah.
But she's been vocal in the past about her struggles. So,
Yeah, I mean, just if you're alone, talk to somebody. That's the main thing, because I think that that's really what this means here.
Well, the Judds were set to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame yesterday, which did still happen. And the family said that's what she would have wanted. Here's Winona accepting the award.
I didn't prepare anything tonight because I knew Mom would probably talk the most. I'm going to make this fast because my heart's broken and I feel so blessed. And it's a very strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed.
I give a lot of credit to her and Ashley. I don't think 24 hours or however many hours after my mother passed, I'd be able to stand up in front of a group like that and do that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
When somebody's sick for a long time, though, the grieving process has been going on a long time. Even if they just got back together, it's hard to explain.
Yeah. Also trending, Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah hosted the White House Correspondent Dinner this weekend, and President Biden spoke too. He was the first commander in chief to speak at the event since 2016.
But Republicans seem to support one fella, some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year, and I'm kind of happy for him.
It was silly and funny, and if you watch it, it's just a lot of zingers and people having a good time.
So. Yeah, if they could just get back in that room after and get some stuff done, that'd be great. They could just all talk it out and, you know, whatever. It's nice that they can get together that one night, but yeah.
Also trending, Old and Ugly. This one caught a hold of me today, and I started thinking about it. So people are posting pictures of themselves with the hashtag old and ugly, but basically to show that at any age, you're still beautiful. So I'm looking at all these pictures, and it's a lot of women and a few men, too.
Hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and I found it interesting to who considered themselves old.
Okay.
Because there were some people that were like 56 old. I don't think 56 is old. And then some women were posting pictures and it was like 41, hashtag old and beautiful. And I was like, wait a minute, 41 is certainly not old. And then I started thinking, what is old? Because I don't know is it a state of mind? If you said to somebody, oh, they're old, what age pops into your head?
Well, I mean, I don't really have an age as I approach higher years.
I do. I have an age.
Okay, what's the age?
76 is old.
Okay.
If you're 76 or older, then I get it. You're kind of old.
If you have a head full of white hair, then you know, you appear old.
No.
Yeah.
Some people have white hair when they're 35.
Oh, I know. Producer John's got it.
Producer right. John has white hair.
Weirds me
he's
out.
He's young.
Right.
But he's young.
Well, if you say so.
Like
my
30s.
Dog has white hair, too, and he's adopted, and they told us he was one, and I'm not really sure if they were accurate. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with John. I don't know. Maybe John is actually, at heart, 76 years old, and we don't know.
I don't think
and
that's...
We just, you know,
all right.
And you're dismissing the hair claim as if it's not real science.
All right, it's not.